And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes, and daubed it with slime and with pitch, and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. Entreat the Lord, for it is enough, that there be no more mighty thunderings in hail, and I will let you go, and ye shall stay no longer. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he delivered them into the hands of spoilers that spoiled them, and he sold them into the hands of their enemies round about, so that they could not any longer stand before their enemies. So Amasa went to assemble the men of Judah, but he tarried longer than the set time which he had appointed him. And while he yet talked with them, behold, the messenger came down unto him, and he said, Behold, this evil is of the Lord. What, should I wait for the Lord any longer? The measure thereof is longer than the earth, and broader than the sea. So that the Lord could no longer bear because of the evil of your doings, and because of the abominations which ye have committed. Therefore is your land a desolation, and an astonishment, and a curse, without an inhabitant, as at this day. And he called him, and said unto him, How is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for thou mayest be no longer steward. When they desired him to tarry longer time with them, he consented not. Festus said, King Agrippa, and all men which are here present with us, ye see this man about whom all the multitude of the Jews have dealt with me, both at Jerusalem and also here, crying that he ought not to live any longer. God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For wherefore, when we could no longer forbear, we thought it good to be left at Athens alone. For this cause, when I could no longer forbear, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter have tempted you, and our labor be in vain. Drink no longer water, but use a little wine for thy stomach's sake, and thine often infirmities. That he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God, whereby him that liveth for ever and ever, who created heaven, and the things that therein are, and the earth, and the things that therein are, and the sea, and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer.